Welcome to the Difference Maker podcast series, the place where LaSalle College High School student athletes talk about using an athletic platform to bring people closer to Christ.
Hello and welcome to the Difference Maker podcast, the place where we sit down with LaSalle College High School student athletes and talk about how they use sports to bring people closer to Christ. Today's guest, Will Palopoli. Will, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Trainer.
I'm super excited to have you. Just to give you a little background about Will in case you don't know, Will is a three-sport standout here at LaSalle College High School, runs cross-country, indoor and outdoor track. He was captain last year, member of the state qualifying cross-country team. He's an all-Catholic runner. He was first-team all-Catholic cross-country. Last year, he was also an all-Catholic runner in the 3,000-meter race, the 3,200-meter race, and also in the mile race. So, again, that's Will and I were joking before the program, but I think a lot of times people dismiss the intensity of the commitment with track because a lot of times you say, it's a singular season. It's really not. As you know, I always think track guys, particularly obviously if those who run cross country in the fall, you're a three sport athlete. I don't think you guys get enough credit for the year round commitment that you guys pursue. What are your thoughts on that?
It is really tough, honestly. on the weekends, like, it's not hard to do what we do on your own. You just have to go out there and run. So it takes a lot of dedication, but once you get into it, it kind of becomes like a secondhand thing, almost like breathing.
No doubt. Your off season consists of probably, 2 months in the summer in which you're preparing for the fall. So there's really no off season.
Absolutely, yeah. Summer miles are the most brutal ones. You're either waking up early to beat the heat or you're just out there grinding through the heat.
So. No doubt. Talk about your upbringing. I know you come from a faith-based family, strong family, Catholic background, obviously knowing your mom, she works here at the school. But talk about your upbringing, your family, elementary school, and kind of your background.
Yeah, so I am the oldest of four boys, which is a blessing and a curse, I feel like, sometimes. I've got three younger brothers. I love them all. We're all fortunate enough to be we went to a Catholic grade school, St. Genevieve, so we were all raised in a Catholic education, which I consider myself super lucky to be a part of. We all got involved in CYO sports from a young age, so I think it was good that, like, right from the get-go, we were exposed to that kind of ministry and sports-based, like, combination in our lives. We would always do service projects with our sports teams for CYO and stuff, and it was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I got into cross-country, found out I was really good at it, and kind of just stuck with it the whole time, which was awesome.
Certainly a blessing and a curse. I joke around with my oldest son, he's a young adult, but I say, hey, thanks for teaching me how to be a parent, because there's no manual for that. And mm-hmm. a lot of times, the first one, you're cutting your teeth and kind of working through that. Is it hard to be the oldest?
Yeah, it comes with challenges all the time, looking to be like the leader of the family sometimes. There's no manual for trying to be an example to younger kids, for sure. And my younger brothers, they really do test me, but it's also so nice because I always have three automatic friends around to hang out with, which is great.
That is cool. Obviously, your parents are, at your foundation, but who have been some of the other spiritual influences in your life?
So my parents are definitely up there. Also, my grandparents, I think, and just like my extended family in general. My dad's one of eight, so I have seven aunts and uncles who have all become really faith-centered in my life. My godmother, my Aunt Teresa, and my confirmation sponsor, my Uncle Bob, is a huge triathlete. He's very involved in triathlons and indoor and sports. So when I chose him to be my confirmation sponsor, it was kind of like, okay, like, we both love endurance sports, and I know that you can guide me on the right path spiritually. So I think he is one of the bigger role models in my life because I just see so much of myself in him when it comes to that.
That's awesome. I always joke with there's so many references about sports in the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
And I always say, not only was God a sports fan, but he was a fan of racing because, probably the most quoted, biblical sports verse is 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have been faithful. So, even from the divinely inspired word of God in the New Testament, we know that he was an avid sports fan and would be a track and field fan, you know, today. You come to LaSalle as a freshman. You're the oldest of four. What was it a no-brainer? Did you look at any other schools coming out of St. John's or what?
With my mom working here, it was kind of a no-brainer, but there were other aspects that attracted me here. For one, the cross-country team, Coach Bielecki had done a great job with it. It was a super attracting feature to me and something that I wanted to be a part of. I had friends on the team, so I already knew what it was like. And then just in general, the atmosphere of the school, like I would want to come into work with my mom when I had days off from St. Jen's just so I could be here and like experience the atmosphere and be like the cool kid that sits along all like the older high school guys. So definitely a lot of things, but overall just the culture of the school and stuff like was super attracting to me. And I'm glad to say that it's not like a superficial thing. I found it all 4 years here at LaSalle.
That's awesome. You know, Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul, believed that sport served as an incredible platform to bring people closer to Christ. He said he would always say, no other platform gives people the opportunity to bring people closer to Christ. A couple quotes from St. John Paul. Sports contribute to the love of life, teaches sacrifice, respect, and responsibility, leading to the full development of every human person. Sport trains body and spirit for perseverance, effort, courage, balance, sacrifice, honesty, friendship, and collaboration. And on top of that, I think, you know, we're all called to utilize all of our talents, you know, and to do it in a way where, you know, we can model, you know, not only, you know, our God-given talent, but, you know, with the platform to bring other people closer to Christ. What are your thoughts on that?
I love that quote for first off, but what stands out to me the most is, and especially what I found in running, is that when I'm on my own on these weekends doing my training, there's no music, there's no people to talk to. It's kind of just me, myself, and I. And in those moments, I've found that just like looking up, like looking around in nature, whether it's at Valley Green or even if I'm running along Bethlehem Pike, just looking up and kind of taking in nature almost and in that God's presence in nature is something that I found really, honestly, like a surreal experience for me. And it kind of detaches myself when I'm running. And it's just something to think about. You know, I think like we get so lost in today's world and it's important to like pull yourself out of it for a second and just kind of like bask in the beauty of what God's like given us. So I've definitely like enjoyed that. Has been like the biggest platform for my relationship with God. I mean, the points when I'm in like the deepest prayers, when I'm on my runs, when I have like nothing else to think about, or like that's all I want to think about.
That's even awesome. You know, my son, one of his favorite quotes is when you want to find God, don't look up, look out. You know, and I know some people, some of the naysayers say, oh, you know, we've never seen God. You know, what's the proof of his existence? And I mean, to your point, you know, you go down to Valley Green, take a walk, you know, on the trail down there, and it's hard to fathom that people think that like, there wasn't some you know, divine entity at work here. Sports, you know, the cliche says, you know, it's, you know, you win the race, you know, you date the cute girl and you live happily ever after, but sometimes it brings out the worst in us. You know, and I would imagine the strain of there's certainly a team concept in track, but you know, there's, you know, you can't point the finger at people, you know, when things go south, and that's got to be a unique pressure, being an athlete that competes in an individual sport like track and field and cross country.
I mean, absolutely, there's a ton of pressure there, and something that we try to teach our guys on the cross country team is, even if you don't have like the race you were hoping for or something, you still have a bunch of other teammates, like some of your best friends who you can find comfort in their successes. For example, if you don't run the time that you want, but you have a friend that PRs by 10 seconds, you're just happy for him. And we want to promote that culture. We want people to be celebrated on our team so that even when you don't have the best race, you find comfort in team success, even though that's hard to find in this sport, or just individual success in general. Because a lot of times, like seeing the people you love most succeed is just as good as seeing yourself succeed.
No doubt. I do think in today's kind of look at me society that we live in, you know, the being a good teammate's kind of becoming a lost art. So, and I think Coach Bielecki, you know, and obviously the culture that that him and his assistants bring here, and with leadership like yours, you know, it's not easy, but it definitely happens. You serve as a leader in the mission and ministry team. Talk about that experience and what that's been like, and what was the impetus for you to get involved in mission and ministry?
So I'm so grateful for the mission and ministry team. I got involved with it because guys on the cross country team that are older than me were leaders on the team. So I would see them, and they would encourage me to sign up. So I did. And I enjoyed it. I liked seeing what they did, what they brought to the table. I liked being able to kind of be active in the service part of LaSalle more. And then last year, there was an opportunity arose for two juniors to join as like junior leaders on the team to kind of shadow the older leaders and be ready to lead the team next year. And I applied and I got in, and that unlocked like a whole new aspect of my faith for me, just like the idea of going out and serving people. And that's kind of when I started to get exposed to saying, when you're looking for God, look out, don't look up. And I just saw God in like the street people we would serve down in Philly. I saw him in like the kids that we would help in at a Rising Stars program. Just so many beautiful people out there that have devoted their life to helping others. And I think that's such a core aspect of our faith, and is something that really like opened my eyes to that.
No doubt. And certainly part of the special sauce at LaSalle High School. You know, we all, adults and students, you know, it's about the disease of me, right? And when we leave here, you know, what can you do for me? My touches, my likes, my retweets, my successes. But we really are called to be other-centered, you know, and Christ, you know, that was the one message I think that, you know, if I try to explain, you know, the Catholic mission and Christ's time here on earth, it's, hey, be other-centered, you know, find Christ in everyone you meet, whether they look like you, act like you, talk like you, think like you, it doesn't matter. And I think that, you know, certainly LaSalle does an amazing job with that, but that doesn't happen by default because of men like certainly our engineer Jonathan Wilbur every week going to Trias House and being the point person for that program, and you and our mission and ministry team really is. I mean, we get certainly as teachers here, we get the opportunity to work with amazing young men. One of the things I've always felt, you know, Matthew Kelly, the Catholic author, best-selling author, you know, talks about the beauty of Catholicism. But one of the things I love about our faith is, you know, we have so many different platforms to come in relationship with Christ and God. You have the Mass, you have confession, you have novenas, you have the rosary, you have stations, you have adoration, you have saintly intercession, and countless others. Are there any that appeal to you specifically in your faith journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, first and foremost, adoration. My weekend long runs is my adoration. Yeah. Like I said earlier, awesome. Just being able to like be in God's presence. But then also I think like the Stations of the Cross is another one. And in no way is this like a fair comparison, but I'm going to make it anyways. Like Jesus going out, he did some really hard stuff so that he could show his love for us. He could die for our sins. And that is all awesome. And I kind of try to like tell like the cross country guys, like in no way are we like Jesus in the Stations of the Cross, but every time we step on that line, we're accepting the fact that we're about to go through 17 minutes of pretty rough pain, and pretty tough, like running. And we're doing it all for each other. We're doing it all for the success of our team. And we're doing it all just like, we're doing it for each other and we're doing it with each other and just like out of pure love for each other. And I think it's a beautiful thing to be able to like step on the line with six other guys who are willing to take a bullet for you in that sense, and just like willing to do some really hard stuff so that we can find success and be happy as a team.
That's awesome. We're called to be bold in our faith, you know, and I look back, you know, without the pressures that you guys are enduring, certainly even, but I was, when I was 17, 18 years old, I did not have the fortitude to be bold in my faith. I kind of kept that in the closet. Certainly, you know, LaSalle does an amazing job of promoting that boldness. Is it hard as a teenager in today's society to be bold, particularly when you leave the safe haven of Cheltenham Avenue right here?
Absolutely. I think it's pretty tough to go out there and like lead by example, especially in like the world of social media today. There's so much like that you're susceptible to be made fun of or like teased for, and that's all okay. Like, I think the essence of Christianity and just practicing piety in general is the fact that you're bold and you're courageous enough to say, this is my faith and I'm proud of it. And I think that definitely like has been a cultural promoter here at LaSalle. Just by seeing the involvement with the mission and ministry team, like the chapel overflowing with guys who like want to help out and stuff. And I'm really proud of my faith, and I'm really proud of my LaSallian identity too. And a lot of that is based around Christian faith and service and all that stuff.
That's awesome. It's great stuff. Now, obviously you're in the middle, you know, toward the tail end of your first season as a senior. I know you've made a couple official visits right now. Where, just kind of clue us in on where you are with, is there more visits to be made? Or are you looking, is it kind of, you're choosing between the ones you visited? Where are we with that part of the journey?
So I just finished up like a stretch of three official visits in the last four weekends. I went to East Carolina University, Belmont University, and Loyola Maryland University.
Oh, great.
And I'm still in talks with some other schools, but those are the three main ones. So I'm really happy to finish that. Now the goal is to just kind of like hunker down, just grind out the rest of the season and get through that, focus on the team, enjoy my last time wearing the LaSalle singlet. And then I'll probably make a decision sometime in December when cross country season comes to an end. So I'm really excited for the next chapter of my life, but I'm also going to really miss the guys here and just this school overall.
Awesome. What you do a lot of different things for both outdoor and cross country. What do you see what race do you see yourself kind of, do you have a go-to race that you think you're going to, that's going to be where I'm going to be really successful moving forward?
I do. I like the longer distance races in track. So the 3000 meter and the 3200 meter are my favorite events. Last year in outdoor tracks, I placed 18th in the state.
That's awesome.
And my teammate Cole Cassidy, he placed 17th in the state in the 3200. So I really love that distance, probably because I got to go to work with him in that race, and we just used each other to kind of pick off some heads and move up in the race. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, so those are two races I love. They don't have that race in college, but they have the 3,000-meter steeplechase where it's like a distance race over hurdles. So we'll see if I'm athletic enough to get into
that. You are. You're going to have great success. Your best is still ahead of you, brother. This has been awesome, Will. I appreciate it. Praying for good continued health and great success for the rest of this year.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. Me too. I appreciate it.
All right, folks. God bless. Have a great one. Take care. I am difference maker. Oh.